But we're going to play next a piece by, well, we played the Danza Española número 5, played by Segovia earlier. I think it was Segovia that
Andres
was playing
Segovia.
It. Yeah, Andres Segovia. And that's Granados, the composer. So we'll play the same piece since we're doing different versions from all over the world. Where's the record? We're going to play the same piece by Sharon.
I think it's the first one.
Oh, here it is, yeah. This is that same piece by guitar player Sharon Isbin.
She's a very exciting performer.
Did you see her before here? Did she play here in Richmond?
She came in Richmond several times, to University of Richmond, to VCU, years before. Now she's the first guitar teacher in, sorry, what is the famous play in New York? The more famous school of music in the country is like the Dream. Oh man, well, it's coming. She's the first guitar teacher in there.
Yeah,
it was one of the last places for the guitar to conquer. The guitar was behind the other instruments. Mm-hmm. We are going to remember during the performance.
Okay, so here's the same Spanish Dance number 5, and Enrique Granados played by Sharon Isbin. This is 97.3 FM you listen to of Music and Talk. Thank you. have to be careful when playing these pieces on the radio, not to cut off the last final notes. The music school we were thinking of in New York, of course, is Juilliard. And
she's the first guitar teacher at Juilliard.
Sharon Isbin.
5 years ago, or something like that.
And I guess, how would you compare that performance of that Spanish dance to Segovia's? Would you say it's a little brighter, more lively? You can't compare, of course.
Good friends in Richmond, they love Segovia.
That's the famous.
We must say that Segovia was the first one who have the vision to transcribe this dance from the piano to the guitar.
Oh, wow.
It's his transcription, what even Sharon is playing.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, you can't compare. No. But every person that plays this obviously would have a different sound depending on the guitar they're playing. And
every major guitar player have a recording of the Danza number 5.
Yeah.
By Granados. Yeah.
And let's see.
Why not responsible?
Well, that one little piece where she's playing the harmonics, those really bright sounds that she just barely touching the string and plucking it, and then it resonates.
It's like an octave higher.
In the piano, it was written for piano originally. So
the guitar, como doesn't have this extra octave,
right?
Imitate this higher octave with the
harmonic.
What is called artificial harmonics in English. We call it different in Spanish.
What's in Spanish?
We call harmonicos octavados. What is harmonics in the octave?
Uh-huh.
You are getting the octave higher.
Right.
In English they say artificial harmonics.
Yeah. Up next here we're playing a piece of a CD by a group that Carlos brought in. They're from Argentina, correct?
I heard this music in a program, like the theme music of a program.
Uh-huh.
It touched something in me. It's a very nice group. They do rock. This song is almost like a joke.
Uh-huh.
The name is Sanguango, what grandmothers used to tell you when you were running inside the house like a clumsy person.
These
guys say all the bad things possible to say about him. It's not a self-esteem song, but it's very funny.
Right.
In Spanish is very funny.
The clumsy
music
person.
It'll be the feeling, I guess.
Yeah.
It's car responsibility.
Okay. Thank you, Carlos.
Soy un imbécil, soy medio tarado, soy nulo, soy un retardado. Nunca pasé la edad de la bobera, en el mate yo tengo madera. Yo no sé si se me nota la cara de idiota o el aire de nabo. Aunque también soy un ganso y si un día me canso me convierto en pavo. Zapato, un estúpido, un bobo, no sé ni dónde estoy parado. No me doy cuenta de nada, soy tonto y retonto, soy un abombado. Tengo un helado aplastado en la frente, en la mente tengo detergente. Soy medio son, soy tres cuartos boludo, soy necio, soy un pelotudo. Soy un banana, soy un zapallo, soy un tarambana, soy un sanguango, soy un imbécil de rango. Soy medio choto, soy un bobito, soy lo mastito, soy un bejerto, un buenas noches que nunca me despierto. Soy un peligro, soy un inútil, soy medio lelo, soy como un castigo del cielo, un verdadero flagelo. Soy un desastre, soy un estorbo, soy mucho peor que un cero a la izquierda, soy una plaga, soy un imbécil de mierda.
¿Le está afectando su visión? Un examen de los ojos con las pupilas dilatadas puede salvarle la vista. Hágaselo por lo menos una vez al año. No pierda de vista la belleza que lo rodea. Ojo con su visión.
I was going to play this here just as a little bit of, since we're in a funny mood now after that song, which is, I wish I understood all of it, but it sounds funny, the description you were telling me, Carlos. But here I'm going to play a little bit of a piece, an excerpt from a record from 1958. This would be a music teacher teaching music dictation in a really stiff style. This is, in my opinion, the way not to teach music. And then I'll play some more guitar music. Mind you, I studied under Carlos, and he always kept me excited about music. This person, on the other hand, would not do that for me.
Volume number 7, side B, melodic dictation. On this record, we will combine both pitch and value of notes. The first five melodies you will hear are in three-quarter measure, and each melody will be played three times. May I suggest that you listen to the entire melody before writing the notes? After hearing the melody for the second time, indicate the positions of the regular pulsations and put in the bar lines. After the melody has been played for the third and last time, determine the value of each note. The last note of each melody will be a half note. Before beginning each exercise, I will count one full measure. The melody in exercise number 1 is written in the treble clef in the key of F major.
Okay, we're going to move away from this particular record here, but I went to music school and I never quite found a guitar teacher that could excite me, keep me interested in the guitar as you have, Carlos. You were telling me the other day actually that there was a necessity to keep students interested in the guitar as an instrument, and how would you say that you managed to do that over the years? And in a broad sense, if you can. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Well, I gave you a warning to don't bring the guitar method subject.
But
it's
at
your own
to.
Risk.
Yeah.
But I think basically what I do, Carva, you know this so good, is to start with real music. Mm-hmm. When I started in Argentina in the late 60s, people criticized me because people was not reading music right from the beginning.
Right.
First, you have to establish a connection with the instrument. The students kind of fall in love with the instrument. Then it's time for theories. Okay, don't care.
Yeah, and there is a picture that shows the tablature on the fretboard that you use to make that transition.
See, in the old times, I used to go for longer periods of time with the conventional music reading. Now, it's in 3-4 months, what I call my music number 4.
Right.
I connect the people with the normal, conventional, traditional music reading.
Yeah.
In the first 3 musics, I put all the emphasis in develop good habits of playing.
Right, posture, where
posture,
to put the fingers.
Posture, movements. It's no way to go ahead so you don't have this foundation.
Yeah, and also you get them playing music early that they can, you know, kind of sink their teeth into a good piece of music.
Yeah,
first,
exactly. Yeah. You cut it off, Caracon, you think. The guitar students are a different group because they come always from the electrical guitar or playing strummings, singing. My idea was to, I didn't have any idea, to be honest, in the beginning, but unconsciously to try to do something to get their attention.
Right.
See, I start with traditional exercises like pee, 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 pee. Mm.
You get lost, you get bored.
Yeah, they were having fun
interest.
Already.
Yeah.
I tried to say, no, okay, pay attention. What you are doing is okay. I don't have nothing against rock. But classical can be exciting too. Mm. I went to the edge to show as soon as possible exciting, really guitar music.
Yeah. Well, I was going to play this Adagio. This is the second movement in John Williams' Rodrigo Concerto de Aranjuez. And this is the Adagio. Maybe not, I wouldn't say Adagios are supposed to be exciting, but really, really thrillingly beautiful and emotional.
Yeah, it's a wonderful piece of music. It's long. It's kind of close to half an hour, maybe the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's doing in a fast movement, a slow movement in the middle, another fast movement.
Okay.
This slow movement got the attention of everyone. The modern jazz quartet did it with vibraphone.
Oh, wow.
Playing the melody. The guy who died not long time ago, the vibraphonist player from the modern jazz quartet, Charles Aznavour, who was a famous singer in France, he put words to Aranjuez Mon Amour. Guitar players were really upset. The guy who wrote the music, Joaquin Rodrigo, he born blind.
Oh, wow.
He died a couple of years ago, very old, like 98. His wife wrote the music. Mm. He never played a guitar. He did something that was tried for many years, to put the guitar with an orchestra. With the small sound of the guitar is very difficult. He balanced the thing. John Williams does this version with Eugene Ormandy in the Philadelphia Orchestra. John Williams was 18 years old when he did this.
Oh, wow.
It's a wonderful version.
Okay, here's the Adagio.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to cut that one short. We have 10 minutes left here with Carlos Posey. And which song were you going to play? You're going to play one more song on the guitar for us.
Yes. Well, I feel it will be funny to interrupt John Williams.
I'm sorry. We wanted to get to the cadenza. You said that one part where he's playing alone.
See, that was the last part when he played it.
Yeah, that one last solo part in the middle of this adagio was the cadenza, and that's where the orchestra drops out and he plays.
It's a long music.
It's very long, so we don't have exactly enough time for that. Yeah, but that was John Williams.
And, these are just in the main library here in Richmond. There are 6, 7, 8 different. I mean, all major guitar players have a version. Julian Breen have an excellent version. Narciso Yepes, he did the first one.
Yeah.
All the people have their own Aranjuez version.
Yeah. So which song were you going to play, this final song performance by Carlos Posey?
This is a combination of two Argentinian dance. The first one is called Vidala, it's a very slow dance from the north of Argentina. And the second is a Carnavalito, it's a dance from the same place when they celebrate Carnival. It's the only time of the year this dance is very uplifting and fast.
Wonderful. I got a clap for that one. Thank you. So that was two dances, actually.
Yes, the first one is Vidala, the slow. The first one is Vidala, the slow one. The second one is Carnavalito.
Wow.
Both from the north of Argentina.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Carlos. I've really enjoyed this show. Up next is the Ming from Mongo show. I want to tell you that portions of this program are brought to you because of generous underwriting support of Cafe Gutenberg. Cafe Gutenberg is a restaurant, bookstore, and wine lounge all in one. The cafe offers everything from fine dining to a simple cup of Italian coffee to an eclectic collection of new and used books. Upstairs, they have constant events like wine tastings, poetry slams, film nights, book signings, and live music. More information and a calendar of events is available at cafegutenberg.com. And I'll wrap things up here on If Music Could Talk with a song by Lucio Milena, and this is a Argentine tango. This song is Vida Mia. WIR 97.3 FM, Richmond. Thank you.